This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, their grandparents passed. However, they're communicating with the grandkids. Because how do the kids know things they shouldn't know?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you could do that. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon's with me tonight. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I got a message on Instagram that I thought I would like to share with you.
Oh, I love messages from Instagram. Yeah. Well, I most of the time, I think.
Well, I get a kick out of them because sometimes you get like a random one from Kenny Chesney. Wink, wink.
Whoa.
And I always have to engage those people.
Well, but, yeah. Look at you, show off.
No, it's not from Kenny Chesney. It's from somebody claiming to be Kenny Chesney.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. One night I got one from Toby Keith. I think we talked about this, Tony and I did. And I'm using air quotes, Toby Keith. And so he's like asking me all about myself and everything. And it goes on for like a couple hours on and off. And then I'm like, oh my God, Kenny Chesney just messaged me. Do you like Kenny Chesney better than me? Well, yeah, I do. But he's really nice. He's getting all of his fans like me to donate money for somebody who's dying from cancer. Yeah. So I just gave him everything I have, which really upset Toby Keith. Because, you know, the next
sorry,
move.
You gave it all to Kenny Chesney.
Exactly. But this is a legit Instagram message. And y'all can message me on Instagram. I'm super easy to find because I'm just Carol Hughes. So I'm really, really easy to find on Instagram. But here's a message. It says, I enjoy listening to Real Ghost Stories Online, and I am an EPP. I heard an episode a long time ago when you were talking with Tony about your experience growing up in a haunted house. You had mentioned it was in Nebraska, and I thought you said that there was a large lake. I grew up in Nebraska in a small south central city called Holdridge.
Holdridge, 22 miles away from
right?
Elma.
Mm-hmm. And then she says, I was wondering if you grew up in Elma. I had family that lived in Elma in the late 70s and 80s. Anyway, was curious and just wanted to say hi and how much I enjoy listening to the show. Love when your sister is on with you. Have a great day.
Well, that is what do you know?
Yeah, that's exactly the town we lived in.
A small world. Yes. Holdridge was the big town.
And then she sent another message and said, do you remember Cutie's bait shop? It was by a trailer court. I remember because one of my brother-in-laws ran it. Families ran it, I think. Anyway, that was a long time ago. I graduated in 78, never moved back. Spent a lot of time on that lake. I'm like, so did I. But was that bait shop on the other side of town from where we lived? Was that that little?
I think it was. I think that sounds right.
Too. Small world. Yeah. So absolutely, yes. That was the town we lived in, a haunted
and
house.
And does she remember a house on the hill across the street from the boat
dock? She did not say that.
It.
But I told her. I said, we lived across the lake right by the boat dock. And she didn't say anything about remembering that house. So we'll see if she responds. I thought that was so funny because it's like, there's quite a few towns in Nebraska in the way that she figured it out because it was on a lake.
That's right.
And that town is only, what was it, 1,200 or 1,300 people?
Oh, gosh. I think it was 1,300 when we lived there, but I'm not sure what it would be now.
And it was 1,294 when we left.
That's right.
It was
we
like
took
10.
All six of us and walked out that door.
That was that.
You know, but... Remember that when we left?
I do. There was a really creepy thing that happened when we left, and I've told this story before.
Go ahead and tell it.
I've told this story before on the show, but it was a long time ago. But I remember we were leaving the house, and we all got in the car, and we parked behind the house. And I remember sitting in the car thinking, I am so glad to be leaving this house. Because I really never liked living there. I never liked the house. I didn't like the feeling or anything like that. I think mom starts backing out. And what was Gary and Cheryl, our younger brother and sister, in their bedroom, they had these cowboy and Indian curtains. And they were together. So they were closed. And then it was like somebody's hand just came in the middle of the curtain and just pulled it aside like they were watching us. And I remember looking at that and I was like, I am so glad that I'm leaving this house. And I didn't say anything to anybody for a really long time. And it was years later and we were all in Denver with Dad and we were talking about ghost stories. And then come to find out, like, everybody'd seen it.
Yeah,
and
but nobody wanted to say anything.
Nobody said anything to anybody. It was
but
the
we were all
creepiest
like, because
thing.
Everybody turned around to look one last time and then that curtain pulls aside. Nobody there.
There was nobody
and who would
house.
Be up in that little bedroom, creepy, pulling the curtain back?
Watching
you know, that's
us
just
leave.
Even creepy.
Obviously, none of us said anything to anybody at that time or for years because it was like 10 years later before we were all in Denver. And then I just remember watching that going, oh my God, I am so glad to leave here. And
oh my gosh,
instead of being like, oh my God, are you seeing that? That's how accustomed we had gotten to that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was just,
well, I just think we all just went, I'm glad to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're leaving that and just not even going to talk about that. We're just shutting the door on this.
But it was weird. It was like whatever was in the house all that time was watching us leave.
And, you know, I just dreamt about that house so much for years intensively.
Yeah.
I would dream about it and just have these nightmares about that house. So it was post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
You know?
Very much so, yeah.
I'll bet a lot of our listeners have some of that, too, from their experiences that they've had.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, creepy, creepy.
Creepy.
Well, here's our story. We got a couple of them.
Okay, let's go.
I lost three of my four grandparents before I had my kids. I've always been sad they never got to know my kids, and I do feel they are around, though as I have had a few experiences that point to them hanging out with us. The first was when my son was playing with a Mr. Potato Head. He was about 3 years old. He came to me with it. It had a hat, glasses, mustache. I did a double take because the first thing I thought was that he built a caricature of my grandfather. Then my son says, did I make a great grandpa? I think this is a great grandpa. So he didn't have any great grandparents alive to use great and grandpa together commonly. And we use grandpap and pop pop. So he wasn't even using grandpa commonly either if he was using just great as an adjective. I took a picture of the figure and I posted it to Facebook asking my family what they thought without saying who I thought it looked like. Instantly, my cousins recognized it as our grandfather. That very same week, my daughter, who is 5, came down from her room and announced that she was changing her stuffed dog's name. She had named him Bingo, but she told me she needed to change his name to Wilbert. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, because names. Wilbert is not a name that just a child comes up with.
And Wilbert, if anything, you would be like Wilbur, but Wilbert is very distinct. Yeah. Get this part, though. Both of my grandfathers were named Wilbert. Mind you, we never said the name. They both went by nicknames, and we called them both Grandpap. I asked her why, and she said anytime she was playing and she said bingo, she would hear in her mind Wilbert, and she was tired of it, so she just decided to change his name. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
About a year later, I took my mom to a psychic medium's group reading. The medium told me that my grandparents enjoy watching the kids play and have a lot of laughs with them. Another year later, I lost my last grandmother. During one of our last visits with her, she told me she had a dream that she was holding a baby boy. She felt like it was her baby boy, but she only had three girls. I was wondering if it meant my son, whom she was meeting for the first time during this visit. Well, months later, she passed away. Less than 2 months after she passed, I found out I was pregnant, and it was another little boy. He was the last great-grandchild born. Lastly, one night, my whole family was watching a movie in our family room. Out of nowhere, we heard a crash come from our dining room. I got up to investigate and found a wine glass had fallen from our wine rack and smashed. We have no pets. No one else was in the house. There was no earthquake or shaking of any kind. No reason we could figure out why a glass sitting on a rack would have fallen. About an hour later, I was on social media and saw a post from my cousin pointing out that it was the anniversary of my other grandmother's death. I looked at my husband and told him, and we were both a little shook. These little occurrences have brought me great comfort that we are all still connected and that my grandparents are connected to my kids. Thank you so much for your podcast. I love it so much. I think that's totally reasonable and possible and wonderful and all the things, because I think you want your grandparents in your kids' lives, and if they're gone, it gives you a little, I don't know, might be a little spooky to some people, but it sounds like this is a healthy kind of relationship they're having with the kids.
Well, it does, and, you know, I know exactly the feeling she's talked about, because pretty much my kids didn't have grandparents from my side. I guess they had a couple, right? But, you know, I remember like when my grandmother died, I was so disappointed because I wanted my children to know her. I loved her so much.
Right.
And I know that feeling, what she's talking about, that, you know, you loved them. They meant a lot to you. And you just know how much those grandparents would love to be around your children.
And I just think Wilbert?
Yeah.
Like, how would your kid come up with Wilbert?
Not a clue.
That would be like one of your kids coming up and going, Urilla told me to.
Yeah, or Roy Fowler wanted to know.
They wouldn't know those names. You would have never referred to our great grandmother as Urilla. We just called her great grandma.
She could totally be right that they're there sometimes, you know, checking in on them, checking in on the kids, seeing how things are going. The kids seem completely calm and at ease about it.
Right.
So I don't think there's any reason to worry.
I think it happened to your son when our dad died.
It sure did.
You know?
Yeah.
He had, and that went on for quite a while.
Yeah. That my dad would visibly appear to him and like come and sit down beside him on the bed and talk with him. And
Chris would be so matter of fact about it.
Yeah. He'd say, oh no. And it was funny because he called my dad Bozo. Yeah. And he'd say, oh, I saw Bozo, and Bozo told me this and this and this. And once again, it was things that I'd think Chris wouldn't know this.
I think, and you know, we've talked about this so many times, but I think that children have that connection still.
Mm-hmm.
And they're easier to reach. And it's, I think
they're open.
Thing.
They're open channels.
Yes.
They do not know it's not right. So they don't put up blockers to say, you can't see this. You can't believe this. You know, there's a reason for this. They just go with it.
Fine. I'll change my stuffed dog's name to Wilbert.
Yeah. Like that. That's good.
We've got another story.
Oh, let's go. I love them.
Hello, my name is Ashley, and I'm 29 years old. I'm not your typical scared of everything girl. Actually, it takes a lot for me to get even jumpy, so here goes. Back in 2010, my husband and I had decided to brighten up our home and make things more homey and happy, and had been remodeling for a couple weeks and had started painting. We painted all day, and around 3 in the morning, I was just so tired, and I asked my husband if he wanted to quit and go to bed. He said, yeah, you go ahead. Let me use the rest of the paint we have out. I said, okay, babe, and proceeded to go to our bedroom. I turned out all the bedroom lights, and as I was turning them out, I had a sense of dread for it to be completely dark, but I had no reason to feel that way, so I brushed it off and lay down. For no apparent reason, my husband was in the next room still painting, maybe 20 feet away. I started feeling extremely terrified. I felt something in the room as well as watching me in the darkest parts of the room. I got so scared that I jumped up and turned the light on. Of course, there was nothing there. Once the light was on, I went into the living room and asked my husband to come and lie down, and he said okay and came to bed. We never immediately fall asleep. Never. That's in caps. And so as soon as we lay down, I said, I love you, and no response came from Joey. I said, Joey, Joey. He was asleep out cold. I shook him and nothing, so I got as close to him as possible. And as I was doing this, the fear, capitals, and the terror, capital, I felt from earlier came back. Now, maybe Joey was just really, really tired because it was after 3 a.m. and he had been working all day.
Yeah, he was painting hard all day, and that will take it out of you. But he should rouse a little bit when shaken.
Yeah, especially he passed out so fast. She goes, I love you and nothing. Like, you sleep that fast? This time, I was so scared I couldn't move. So I closed my eyes and pulled my covers over my eyes. And then I felt my covers being pulled off.
No.
Yes. At first, I thought it was maybe my husband stealing my covers, but then I realized he wasn't even moving.
Oh.
I pulled the covers tightly over my head, and about that time, still very much awake, my body became completely paralyzed, and the cover started slowly being pulled off by something coming from the foot of the bed.
Oh.
That's creepy shit.
Oh my gosh.
As the cover was pulled past my eyes, I looked to see what it was and saw nothing at first. I just watched my covers move off me, then looked again as my eyes adjusted and saw something darker than the darkest dark moving. Darker than the darkest dark is really dark.
That is super dark. I'm telling you, that is, yeah.
Dark as you can go.
Oh my gosh.
I immediately closed my eyes and my covers were completely off me. I started hearing this indescribable sound. I opened my eyes and this thing stood up. All I could see was its outline form around 8 feet tall. That would be like all the way to the ceiling.
Right.
And cloaked, it says, as a cloaked and hood-shaped dark, dark black body slash figure without outline, with long fingers pointed at me.
God, where's Joey when you need him?
Not Joey.
Oh.
And isn't Joey a little chilly? The covers got pulled off.
Oh my gosh.
And then it turned and walked around the bottom of my bed, around to my side of the bed, and it turned its head, looked, and turned its head back and proceeded into our hallway. As soon as it walked into the hallway, I could move. I immediately jumped up, turned the light on, but for 5 days, I was in shock, afraid to say anything. So that is what I'm leaving you with for now. No, that's not all. Just the beginning. Dot, dot, dot.
What?
I know. That's how it ends. That's how it ends.
Okay, seriously, that means like one of the scariest stories I've ever heard.
I know. Which is so weird because you think, well, maybe it was just because she was tired. She'd been working. It's 3 a.m. But normally, you know, when you've been working like that, you hit that. You do a Joey. You go to bed and you just fall
asleep. Well, you can, but there are times where you've worked so hard, then you're just like wired. And you've been drinking caffeine or whatever, and you're just wired and you can't go to sleep. But I have a feeling there's something else at play here. I think something was up with Joey not being able to wake up.
Seems connected.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And then she is wide awake, but then goes into this paralysis thing.
But then...
Oh, and that way it turned its head.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the long pointed fingers.
Oh,
that's creepy.
Gosh.
And then, no, that's not all, but just the beginning. Like, what?
Okay, so Ashley, come on. Way to bury the lead, Ashley. Come on. We got to have more
that
here.
That was a good story, but if there's more to
really
it.
Good. I can't wait. We got to get this one back. Don't you let Tony have this one. Because I want to follow up on this.
I'll screen all of the stories.
Do it. Do it. Because I want to be able to be the follow-up on this story.
Okay.
This is like serious real ghost stories online. Like, we're scaring the shit out of you ghost stories online tonight.
We're scaring the shit out of ourselves.
I know. Like, I there's something about that head. I just feel that head turning.
It's creepy. Super creepy.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we've heard from other people something about remodeling brings things out.
Yeah.
Changing things, painting things, mm-hmm. doing stuff. And then all of a sudden they have some issues.
Well, because they don't really like what you're doing, maybe, or this
maybe,
was their
or
house.
It's disruptive in some way.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me look up here real quick because she said something else that, let me go back to the, towards the beginning of this story. Just a sec as I'm finding the beginning of this story. This is interesting. My husband and I had decided to brighten up our home and make things more homey and happy.
Oh, so she suggests before it was kind of like dreary.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe a little dark.
Dull, dark, maybe, uh-huh.
Not happy. Sounds like maybe there was something there, and they just like, hey, let's kind of paint some walls.
Ashley, don't leave us hanging.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, creepy. If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.